What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Retro Pioneers Podcast, episode number one, where we're going to be talking about retro games, Super Nintendo and Sega, video games from the old times. And I'm here welcoming my co-guest, Cozy Beluga. Introduce yourself. So today, Cozy, what we're going to be talking about, Sega Genesis first, right? So, Sega Genesis got its goods and its bad, but what games stick out with you when it came down to the Sega Genesis?
The Hedgehog 2?
Not one?
No. 2 had that Chemical Zone, and that Chemical Zone music was like, it was every time.
Okay.
Chemical Zone music was just amazing. It wasn't the only one. The Sludge World had really good music. And which one had Casino Night?
I think it was 3. Well, no, 2.
Okay. Casino Night. Because Casino Night was also just amazing. I don't know. No, it was honestly, I know that there were other games we had for the Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
But not even at the time, it'd be like us just Sonic.
Okay.
Sonic. Lots and lots of Sonic.
That's the only game y'all played on Genesis?
What?
That's the only game y'all played on Genesis?
I mean, there were other games, but 90% of the time I'd say was with Sonic. Like, I can't even be like honest. Like, man, I have like a laundry list of games I have fun playing on.
Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you know.
I hate Nintendo. It just didn't. I think we played like a Ninja Turtles game there, too.
You didn't have that many people playing Sega Genesis games like that back then. It's a rare case of people, especially black people, who played the Sega Genesis. Like my cousin, I had two cousins. Was the only two cousins I had that had a Sega Genesis. Everybody else had Nintendo. Yeah. So, growing up, I didn't have that many people that could play with me on Sega Genesis. So, it mostly, if you come over, bro, you got to play the Super Nintendo. So, yeah. I don't like the Super Nintendo that much. But, I'm not going to talk bad about it. But,
Virtua Fighter. That would be another game we played.
Oh, Virtua Fighter 2?
Yeah, so this, I don't remember which one it was, but Virtua Fighter. This day, I think I can't, even Streets of Rage. I forget, that's from Streets of Rage. They don't have Streets of Rage.
You ain't play Street of Rage?
I did think we didn't play the laundry list of games we played, but I honestly would have taken all of Nintendo's library and traded it for just like a handful of those Sega games. But
I mean, Sega didn't have that many, because you got to understand one thing, right? When you talking about the Sega Genesis and the Super Nintendo, they both had the same games. It just one side didn't allow violence, like blood and stuff, and another one allowed it. So, like Sega Genesis, for instance, right? You can play Mortal Kombat on there, and it had gore and stuff. On Super Nintendo, you played Mortal Kombat. I felt like it was slower, and it didn't have gore, like fatalities. Basically, you cutting somebody's head off, and no blood was gushing from their head. So, it's like only game that was actually fighting game that I feel. Two games that was good fighting wise, right? You had Killer Instinct and you had Street Fighter Alpha 2. Them the only two fighting games I prefer on Super Nintendo. But Sega, you had Eternal Champions, you had like all the Mortal Kombats. What else? There was another thing on there. I can't remember, but you had more games going towards like, because back then Nintendo, they really kind of was like not that bad how it is now when it comes down to violence, but
yeah,
they didn't have that much games that actually was for adults, to be honest with you. Every game that was like really on the suit of tittle for like kids. And you know, that's kind of like, I'm not gonna say boring, but you want some sight. You want to see some blood sometimes. But I mean, like Super Nintendo wise, Super Mario's, you had your Kirby's, your Donkey Kong. Like,
that's the thing. I don't have a fond memory of most of their games.
What, Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Oh, don't let the people hear you say that. Go.
Cool. People love their Super Nintendo, but I played what? I like Yoshi's Island.
Mm-hmm. You didn't play Contra?
No. I like Yoshi's Island. Yoshi's Island was
if
probably...
you can remember what game on either platform you remember playing co-op with someone, like cousins, friends.
I was never a co-op kid for several reasons. I mean, as I got older, I remember I would, my brother would play on the home console and he let me play his Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, like, you know, when I thought about Kirby's first entry is the Game Boy game.
Yeah.
And that is, and I do have a fondness for Kirby, but Kirby was my first, Kirby was probably my first Nintendo, well, that and Kid Icarus.
Okay.
The two of those were the only two games of his that I remember enjoying. So I would play both of those. I got to the point where, me as a little 5-year-old could beat both of those because I really played them a lot. And
okay.
My brother had the plug-in for the Game Boy. So you didn't have to be like, can I get more batteries? But he would tell me don't waste his batteries. So I would pull it out and I'd be sitting on the floor by a wall, like just playing.
Good old times, huh?
So I think there, for me personally, actually, the more I think about it, there were a lot of more games that I thought more fondly of on
the Game Boy.
I only had two, but I think because I didn't really play SNES that much, I don't have that sort of nostalgia for a lot of those games where their entries were. You didn't really get to experience their entries on a home console. I also played a lot of Wario Woods, though. I think that's one game that I played obsessively.
Okay. Well, let me ask you some questions, all right? The viewers can get to know you. So, growing up, what was your first console that you remember?
I remember the first one that was all mine.
That was yours, not your brother's, not your sister, yours.
Purple Game Boy Pocket.
Okay. What's some memories that you can recap on?
Honestly, probably I was still playing the same game.
Okay.
You know, the Game Boy had a pretty long run. I was playing a lot, of the same games. But I added a few more to my arsenal. So I had maybe like 6 or 7 games at that time. So it was like a collection. So
okay.
It was like, that was like my first game collection. And they were really mostly my brother's games, but
okay.
You know, I would just play them and return them to him and pull them out back again. So yeah, I would just play that small collection of games. I remember when, getting the Pokemon game, that was big.
Which one?
I got Red version.
Okay.
And that was big too, because that introduced me to a whole new genre of games that I hadn't been, not RPGs, but I mean, before that I touched RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
but not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. You say you, when you say Pokemon Red opened up doors for you, right?
Yeah.
Was you the kid that, Mom, I got to get the guide. I got to get the any accessories that can go towards, like, you had the cable, the link cable, where you can trade with friends. Then, you know, just, was you super big into Pokemon Red? Or you just played it?
I was, and I wasn't.
Mm.
I was, because if you remember what I said, I only had a handful of games. So you just play and replay and replay and replay the same games. At that time, my brother got a Game Gear. So I'd play his Game Gear game sometimes. And then we had other systems, but they mostly didn't. You know, it was still, you know, the Sega, the Nintendo, and the handhelds we had. And okay. I guess somewhere along the line.
So let me ask you this then. Are you a handheld gamer? Or are you, like, don't get me wrong, I know we're in modern day times now. There's not that many handhelds presented to us. So back then, would you consider yourself a handheld player or a console player?
Absolutely a handheld gamer.
Okay.
I actually have been for a long time saying to people, yeah, I'm a handheld first gamer. There's nothing more enjoyable at night to me than just staying up late in bed, head under the covers, just console glued to my little, you know, handheld glued to my face.
Yeah.
I have a flashlight propped up on my shoulder.
I mean, hey, that, I guess that you, a lot of people can relate to that due to the fact that, you know, for one, Game Boy has had the worst backlight never. And you say you had the pocket, so that's even worse. Pocket didn't have no LCD, backlighting on it. So,
it wasn't until the Game Boy SP that they got.
Yeah,
that.
They introduced it to it. So it's like, you know, Game Boy Colors and stuff. You had to, you couldn't let it be too dark in there, because I think the one I had, we had the little accessory where you can have it like a flashlight and stuff like that.
Set up.
We ended up finding one that I think it was. They didn't have GameStop back then, but it was some store that we ended up picking it up at for like real cheap. But I love Pokemon Yellow. I didn't really too much like Red and Blue, only because you couldn't get all the starting Pokemon. But on Yellow, you can get Pikachu, which was everybody's favorite, by the way. But they also made it to the point where you can get all three starting Pokemon, but they was like to the point where you had to go through the world and get them from random people. And I really enjoyed that game due to the fact that it had so much it offered, as far as, you know, when you're playing a game, you want to play a game where it's like exciting to the point where it's catching your attention, because a lot of people have short attention spans, and definitely Pokemon is one type of game that won't disappoint you. You know what I'm saying? But do you have that one game in particular in mind that, like, resonate with you, where you cannot, like, it lives rent-free in your head? It could be any game. It ain't got to necessarily be an old game.
Honestly, I would probably, I'm trying to think, probably Mass Effect.
The OG one or the remake one?
The second game.
Okay, I get you.
There weren't really much, you know, difference, you know, between the OG and the Legendary.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't play Mass Effect. What's the system they got on there where you got to select each thing to make the, I don't want to butcher it. Like, you know how you selecting what you want them to say and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. It was just, like I said, my attention span is short. So it's like me playing that game, I have to be half coffee or something.
The best part about the ones in Mass Effect is you can totally screw up.
Yeah.
In the worst possible way.
And yeah.
Just
And not, that always happened to me. That's why I couldn't play it. Like, I mean, I don't get me wrong, it was a cool game as far as when you do, you know, run around and stuff like that. But when you had to ask people for things and they want you to get them a dialogue and everything, it just kind of took the, I guess, the essence of the fun out of it. And that's why I could never get into it. But what's your go-to system right now?
I mostly play on PC. Technically, I'm mostly in the cloud, so I guess that's a little different. But yeah.
So, okay, let me ask you this. What's your thoughts? Because right now it's going around, right, where a lot of people feel buying either physical or digital content, right? They feel like, well, you're only buying a license. You're not actually buying their game itself. You know what I'm saying? So if the game was to have, like, if the place where you're buying your game from ever lose the license or whatever, they take the game out of the store. So what's your thoughts on not actually, like, in this generation that we living in gaming, what's your thoughts on actually owning games now?
Gaming is actually way further along in those regards than movies.
Yeah, you're right. Movies bad right now.
I think that's something that, you know, and I think as a non-fan, like, for example, all my favorite movies, I will always buy them. I will always buy them physical. Mm-hmm. I will always, always buy them physical.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as games go, there haven't been, like, a huge bunch of widespread incidents where people, excluding games as a service and live service games and all that says, yes, we're just talking about single player or, you know, a game you're not expected to just play forever.
Yeah.
With added content, excluding those types of games.
Mm.
We rarely see large instances of, I mean, everything's Steam now, but of them just closing up shop.
Mm.
And all the content you had in their store is just gone.
Yeah.
Or, and you don't, even when publishers go bankrupt and whatever, and belly up, and they're no longer a thing, you don't see your licenses revoked. You won't be able to buy it anymore, sure, but they're not out here revoking license.
Like in a crazy way where you see the game 1 minute and just gone the next minute.
Yeah.
Gotcha. What's your go-to game right now on PC?
Starfield.
Yeah. Why can't we Starfield?
What?
We been beat Starfield. You still on it?
Yeah.
I guess because it's like Mass Effect. You get to make your own fate.
I like space.
Well, let everybody know where they can follow you at and everything. Cause,
oh my goodness. You can find me on any platform where there's someone called Cozy Beluga. It's probably me. If it's not me, say hi and say there's a better Cozy Beluga out there. And you must kill her and steal all her power.
Wow.
Yeah. That is all.
Well, we thank you, Cozy, for joining the Retro Pioneer podcast. We hope to have you come on the show again. And, you know, thank you for your time.
No problem.
All right.
I enjoyed being.
All right, everybody. If you want to go follow Cozy, man, you know, I set up the links and everything for him. And we thank y'all for, you know, viewing the podcast today. And we'll catch y'all next time.